Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about I'm Jewish and Christian. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, today I'm going to be talking about fucking Jews. Yes, eventually, well, if you can't tell, I'm not going to put this on YouTube. Yes, this is going to go on Rumble and on MGTOW.TV. Mainly MGTOW.TV because Rumble, all they do is they'll just remove the video that I made. I could live with that. But yeah, I'm going to be talking about all the stupid shit that Jews do. Yeah, like, look at this bitch. She has no legs. Yeah, instead of, you know, amputating her legs, that bitch should have got raped instead. At least she would have been alive. Just saying. It's funny, over there in Israel, everybody has to join the military, unless you're an Orthodox Jew. But yeah, typically everybody joins the military. I think they do at least 2 years or some bullshit like that. I'm not Jewish. Oh, I'm not Israeli, I should say. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, haha, that's what you get for fucking around, dumb bitch. Well, anyways, let's move on. Yeah, here's this fucking leopard. He's trying to change his spots. But you can't. You know, this guy's Jewish and he claims to be Christian. Let's hear his bullshit, shall we?
I'm a Christian. I'm from a Jewish family. I have become a Christian at the age of 29.
Bullshit. Jews hate Christians. Yeah, this is a lie. Just saying.
Because I believe I'm Catholic today. But I come because I love very much my people. And I do this.
Yeah, this dude says that he's Catholic today. So what, does he change religions, you know, like underwear? Really? Huh. And which people do you love? Are you talking about Christians or Jews? So many questions. All I know that Jews like to switch sides. So, I don't know. This guy is bullshit, in my opinion. But let's continue.
Hopes so that all the Catholics can know the roots where they come from.
Now they're saying that Christians are now Jews? What the fuck? No, last time I checked, Jews hate Christians. Yes, look at the shit that they fucking do, but I guess I'm the one that's wrong, right? Just saying.
You know, but if someone was born a Jew, he's a Jew for all his life.
Yes, can't you see that once a Jew, always a Jew? So what this guy is doing is nothing but lying. He's just grifting. He's not changing his religion. He's just doing it so he can get money out of you. Yes, fucking invasive fucking species, aren't they? Yes, they just go in and try to fuck shit up. Why? It's because they can. Because they're insane. And if you follow them, you're just stupid. I'm just saying, so you take it the way that you want it.
Yes, I know. And he cannot change it. It can make only his life more complicated.
Yeah, according to this guy, you once a Jew, always a Jew. And all you're doing is complicating your life and making it more miserable. Yes, ain't that funny? Yes, they say that your life sucks if you're not a Jew. Huh, funny.
My life is much better today.
My life is not miserable today.
If someone is thinking about his illness,
yeah, this guy's saying that if you're not Jewish, it's a mental illness. So if you're a Christian, a Catholic, hell, even Muslims and all this other shit, you're nothing but a sick degenerate and you need to be taken care of. Yes, you need to be institutionalized or something according to this dude because it's a mental illness, but it is what it is, right? They do call non-Jews goy. Yeah, to them it means like human animal, but yeah, I'm just stupid, right? Just saying.
That is a healthy thing. That is only a sign that his illness is more possible and needs a refuel, a treatment as soon as possible.
Yeah, according to this Jew, that if you're not Jewish, that you're mentally ill. Yes, are you mentally ill just because you're not Jewish? No, these people call you goy. You think that you're human animals. But yeah, it just makes you nothing but racist, in my opinion, but whatever. Yeah, look at this over here in Denmark. They're already talking shit about Jews and all this shit that they're doing. Yeah, people are getting tired of all this Jewish bullshit. Yeah, Israel's trying to take over the world, and they think that if you don't follow the plan, that makes you anti-Semitic. Yeah, they're just full of shit. Just watch.
Palestine Arabia!
Well, according to the Brave browser, they speak something called Danish. So, yeah, I guess they have their own language. Who would have thought? I never really thought about that. Denmark is speaking Danish. Yeah. Yeah, when I was thinking about a Danish, I was thinking of these, the pastries. Yeah, I sure do love me one of those cheese Danishes. Oh, they're so fucking delicious. But yeah, that's not the kind of Danish they're talking about, right? Let's continue. Yes, unfortunately, I don't talk this tasty language. Yeah, the only words that I understand was Israel and Palestine. So, yeah, they're supposed to be anti-Semitic or some bullshit. But yeah, you can't criticize Israel because then people start calling you a Jew hater, even though it's true. Yeah, you can't ask questions because then, oh no, you're mean, you're evil. I was like, what? I'm just asking something, come on. But we can't have these conversations, can we?
Everyone, everyone, what?
Yes, and I found this little dealy too. I'm thinking of putting it just on MGTOW.TV after I see it first, because this is very interesting. I'll put a little thing right here, see what you guys think. So, let me know if you want to watch this or not. Well, I'm still going to put it up there because, I'm an asshole that way. Well, you guys take care. Well, goodbye.
In my view, this is one of the most important documentaries ever made. If you truly want to understand why Jews were kicked out of over 100 nations throughout history, then this should clear that up for you. This is what they worked so hard to conceal. This documentary has been on YouTube many times over the years and would always be taken down. I remember seeing it for the first time back in 2010, way before the great YouTube purge and censorship of 2019.
There is a dark matter still in the world today. It is something that is perhaps older than written language itself, human ritual sacrifice. And it has been something for which Jewish extremists have often been accused of throughout time.